Welcome to this week's HMD Radio Show. Tonight I've got new music from Ark Rising. I'm drinking two IPAs that I'm expecting a lot from. One from Metal Man, Ironmonger, and the other one is from Cannonball. Kicking us off, this is the highlight of my trip to Desert Fest. It's Mono Lord, Empress Rising.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Fighters and Manhattan Project off their album Live in London. Saw them over the weekend, was it Thursday night, they played in Desert Fest Berlin and they were fucking awesome. The energy of them on stage, especially that guitarist, he's fucking force of nature, and the sound he gets out of the guitar is amazing. And then before that, opening the show was Mono Lord, Empress Rising, title track off their album, I think from 2014. Saw them on Friday and they were fucking deadly. I think they may have been the highlight of the weekend for me. They were amazing. And then that was the song they finished with. They also played a new song which they never gave the name of. I hope it's available soon somewhere. It was deadly as well. So yeah, there are two bands I saw over the weekend, and I'm going to be playing a few more. But first, my first beer review, it's Metal Man's Ironmonger IPA. Yeah, I saw this, I was intrigued. I'd never had an IPA from Metal Man. I only ever had their pale ale, which is delicious. And yeah, I don't know what I was expecting from it. I think I was expecting it to be not so much on the malt and more on the hop. It's kind of got a nice malty sweetness to it, and not so much from the not so much hoppy to the nose. It's more, yeah, more piney in flavour, I suppose. But it's an alright IPA. It's 6.5%, so it's packs a punch. Yeah, and that's it's quality. It's 6.5%, but I've had stronger IPAs that don't taste as strong as that. But so there you go. Yeah, worth the shot. It's kind of nicely bitter, but a bit of sweetness of the malt character coming through. So yeah, we'll see how it stands up next to the other IPA I was drinking. Anyway, I'm gonna play some when did I say this? I think this was Thursday night. This band played at Mantar, and yeah, they were total surprise for me. I wasn't expecting to be really into them because of what I heard I liked, but I wasn't sure how it would go down live. But fucking hell, there's two of them, and the sound the guitarist gets out, like, or whatever way they have their sound synced up, but the sound was amazing. And yeah, another band, definitely check them out if you ever get a chance to. Anyway, the song I'll play is off their 2014 Death by Burning. This is Spit.
Let's get it.
Okay, that was Rising off their new album Oceans Into Their Graves. On first listen, I'm not sure about that. It was described on, I don't know what side it was, on a playlist with, and if it mentioned UFO Mammoth, so I said I have to give that a go. But I don't know what that fucking person was listening to of UFO Mammoth to compare down to them. So yeah, anyway, before that then was Mantar and Spit, and that's off their album from a couple of years ago. Again, as I say, they were deadly the other night. So next up I have Archie, was sent in to me the other day, and this album's called Undercurrents, and it comes in two songs or two movements. One being 16 minutes and the other one being 14 minutes. I'm going to play the first, which is Plains of Leti. Thank you. Okay. Do you had RK and that Plains of Letty after album from I think it's just out Undercurrents. So that's on Third Eye Records. Okay, next beer up I'm drinking tonight is Magic Rock Brewing and their IPA Cannonball. It's an American IPA. It's 7.4%, so it packs a hell of a punch. And and it's damn tasty. It pours quite cloudy. Now that might be because I've had it out of the fridge for a while, which I like to do with IPAs. You really get the flavours coming through once they get a bit of warmth in them and they lose the chill. It's yeah, it's much more American IPA than the previous one. It's really, really fruity, pungenty smelling hops. And it's got, like, you know, it's, yeah, it's got that IPA taste that I like. Kind of really fruity, but also a bit of pine smell on it, like all good IPAs should. That's not to say there aren't good IPAs that don't have that. So, yeah, definitely of the two I've had tonight, this is the winner. It's available in... Where did I get them? I picked them up in Malloy's earlier. Both in cans. And I think they're both under £4 each. Which isn't bad. Yeah, give it a go. But if you're going to pick one over the two, go for Cannonball. It's lovely. Right, I'm going to leave you now with one song. Because it's 52 minutes in, 53 minutes in, and I don't have much time left, so I want to play another track off the new Yurt album. So, what one will I play this week? I'm going to play Parasitic Cabal. It's a 12-minute-er. They do like a long song. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can email hmdradioshow@gmail.com or... at HMD on the radio on Twitter. So stay tuned for the next show. This show rocks if Derek got one done before he headed off on his holidays. Or stay tuned on Grip of Delusion for some awesome stoner and sludge. Right, next week I shall be back with more music and more booze. So until then, here is Yurt Parasitic Cabal.